Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is where I try to do my best Alex Jones impersonation, but that would be a brilliant failure, so I will not attempt to do that. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today here in the InfoWars studio, Austin, Texas. This is the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. My website, by the way, is jackblood.com. I've been broadcasting for many years. Really, 9/11 helped wake me up. And we just really appreciate all the support from our listeners. But if you haven't listened to our program, you might want to do that. We're getting some of the best guests out there and give you a take on things sometimes that might be a little bit different than you might be used to. So we really appreciate all the support here at InfoWars and also for jackblood.com. By the way, I have a newsletter that I put out monthly and a club membership where we give away a lot of books and DVDs and a lot of perks, bells and whistles, even media passes to people that join our club. You go to jackblood.com to our online store. That helps support my effort as well. We are usually about 1 week away from going out of business, so it's so helpful that we can get some support from you. And if you could support us as well, we really appreciate it. We're about to go to Michael Cristofaro, who is one of the holdouts in the Kelo versus City of New London case. And before we do that, I want to play a clip that was broadcast on the news up in New London so you can get an idea of who we're talking to here. Scott, if you can go ahead and roll that clip as an intro for us.
Well, it seems as though two remaining Fort Trumbull homeowners have lost their land battle. City councilors in New London have voted to begin eviction proceedings against residents who refuse to leave their homes. Channel 3 Eyewitness News reporter John Camp is live with the Mobile Newsroom in New London now with the new details. John?
I think it's a terribly emotional night here, and not just for those two people losing their homes, but for their dozens of supporters as well. And while technically this may be the beginning of the end of the road for them, they're vowing this is not the end of the fight.
You. You are a disgrace to the city, the state, and the nation.
Strong rhetoric and a strong message for New London City Council members.
Return the keys and leave us alone.
The city has been trying to take Michael Cristofaro's home through eminent domain for the last 8 years. With others, he's fought it through protests and through the courts. But last June, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with the city, and finally, at this meeting, despite Governor Jody Rell's attempts to stop it, the city council voted to remove the last two longtime property owners from their homes, upsetting most everyone in the crowd.
Motion passes 5-2.
I don't want to listen anymore.
So why did the city council pass it? Mayor Beth Sebilia.
The citizens of New London, the 25,000 citizens, need to have an economic driver to alleviate the tax burden to improve our schools.
Do whatever it takes to stay in that property.
Including chaining yourself?
Chaining ourselves to the house, barricading ourselves into the house, a human chain, whatever it takes to send a message that we are not going anywhere.
But don't look for those chains or those bulldozers anytime soon. The mayor says this whole process could take months. Live with the Mobile Newsroom in New London, John Camp, Channel 3 Eyewitness News.
Michael Cristofaro, mentioned in that clip, joins us now from New London. Michael, welcome to the program. We've got a minute or two here in this segment, but get us started here and recap this. Is this the final nail in your coffin, or where do you guys stand over there now?
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I mean, it's definitely close to the final nail. I thought it was going to be the final nail that night. But luckily, our Governor Rell has stepped in and keeps on putting more pressure on our city council to tell them to basically, you know, move the houses, give us our deeds, and leave us alone in Fort Trumbull. So it's a continuous saga. It's like a soap opera here. And we're hoping that these five city councilors would finally wake up and do the right thing and protect our property rights.
How has the media treated you up there? Well, let's ask you that when you come back. I want to see what kind of support you have. This is a huge story that has been circulating around the country, around eminent domain, and this really, the cataclysm is getting a lot of people off their butts and getting active against the tyranny that we face from the judicial activists in the Supreme Court. We'll come right back. More with Michael Cristofaro. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today, who's up in Canada, attempting to cover the Bilderberg Conference. Michael Cristofaro is with us. He is one of two remaining holdouts left in the Kelo versus City of New London case. Mike Cristofaro and Suzette Kelo are the only two holdouts. Everybody else has settled and, unfortunately, in one way or another, endorsed this crazy ruling by the Supreme Court to take people's land. Michael, how does it feel to be one of the last hanging on holdouts there? It's almost like you're squatting on your own land, isn't it?
Absolutely, and actually they even said that because they're basically getting ready to charge us usinocracy fee going all the way back to the original taking back in November of 2000, and they're talking about charging us like $97,000 just for being there and fighting this.
You know, and we saw this happen in Rhode Island. You know, I'm not sure if you're aware, I lived in Rhode Island for several years, so I'm extremely familiar with New London, which is actually a beautiful town, but also I know they had a big submarine base there. It's a big military contracting town. What did they tell you? Tell the listeners, what was the excuse to take your land? What do they want to use it for?
Well, they want to use it for a hotel, conference center, biotech buildings, a fitness club, that type of office park complex. And they're basically saying that they need this for their tax base, to increase the tax base so that the school system could have a better education. And it'll help the taxpayers of New London by lowering their property taxes. We know it's a lie. Our property taxes will never go down. And the only people that are going to benefit are these corrupt private developers and corrupt politicians.
This really defies what eminent domain is really about. It's mentioned in the Constitution, permissible for public use under the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment. Obviously, your case does not seem to meet those requirements.
Well, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, it does now. And that's the sad part. I mean, a public use to me used to be a bridge, a school, a courthouse, fire department, a reservoir, not a office complex for a developer.
How do you feel about the homeowners that settled? Do you feel betrayed by them?
Absolutely not. You have to understand, this has been a long battle for each and every one of us. And every one, almost, except for one, has gone through a tragedy. Mr. Von Winkle lost, his son was shot and killed about a week and a half ago due to a robbery. Mr. Beyer lost, his lovely daughter to asthma attack last November. I lost my mom. The Dairies lost their mom. I mean, how much, sadness can a person take in his life?
So along with having to go through all this, just most of the homeowners have had to deal with a number of, number of deaths in the family. I got to say, some of that sounds a little suspicious to me.
Well, I don't think anything is suspicious. I mean, they were natural and everything else, but I mean, just the stress.
Sure.
The elderly, I'm sure, didn't help.
What kind of settlement did they get? Are you allowed to disclose that? I mean, did they get the price for their property? Because I know in other eminent domain cases, they weren't allowed to get the, let's call it a blue book bid for their property. They really had to kind of take what they were given and get out of there.
I don't know what the settlements are. They're all under a disclosure act where they're not able to disclose what,
sure.
what the settlement was, which we kind of made a little of a stink about that because they're using state tax dollars on that, and it's under the FOI, and they basically are forcing the issue right now. But, whatever they deserve to get every single penny that they got.
Before the Supreme Court ruling, what was, were you offered fair value? Did they actually try to purchase the property in a fair and just way for this corporate use, or did they just go right over your head right to the Supreme Court?
No, it was not even close. I mean, in the very, very beginning, they offered us $60,000 for our property, and then they threatened us with eminent domain, and then the price went, $10,000 here, $20,000 there, up to $150,000, which was 70% of what the city said it was actually worth. Okay? But with our family, it wasn't about the money anyway. It was principal strictly because we lost another home in New London in 1971 due to eminent domain. And we weren't going to lose a second one because, to have an office park be put on there because they're stripping our property rights left and right.
And this is, of course, being sold to the people of New London as something that's going to be good for the economy, something that's going to be good for taxes. We know that, when you're building hotels and convention centers and upscale condominiums, you're bringing in this business, you generally get tax deferment. So I don't know how this all adds up, but tell me how the people of New London are taking this. Are you getting the support you feel you deserve, or are they buying into this whole scheme?
I think the majority of New Londoners are definitely on our side, and they don't believe what's going to happen because they realize that we're not going to see any tax benefits. We're not going to see anything on the tax rolls that are going to benefit our property taxes until at least 2015, 2020 because of all the tax abatements they're going to get.
Let's face it, Michael Cristofaro with us, who is, again, one of the last two holdouts, along with Suzette Kilo in this Kilo versus City of New London, a recent judgment just about put the last nail in their coffin. If that's the case, Michael, if the majority of New Londoners support you, obviously they have to see that if it can happen to you, it can happen to them. So it seems realistic that they would support your efforts. How do they then endorse a city councilman like Robert Pirro, who is with the government on this?
Be honest with you, even Robert Pirro says he knows that his decision was wrong, but he's got to vote for the better of the community. I mean, he even knows what's going on is wrong. And I just don't understand.
We've gone up. I mean, I've gone up against city councilmen for a number of issues, from the Patriot Act to the NAFTA highway down here in Texas, which, if you didn't know, Michael, is a giant super highway that's going to connect Mexico to Canada. There's a lot of eminent domain issues in that as well. So we have gone at a number of city council members, and I got to tell you, we're not very moved by even the slightest endorsement of projects like this. And I got to tell you, why don't these city councilmen who don't stand up for the people in their community be booted out immediately, impeached if necessary, ridden out on a rail?
Because our charter prevents that from happening, and we can't do that until the next election. And I think in the next election we'll see another four at least off of that city council. And in our last election, we did a startup new party called One New London, which I also ran under, and we had two of our party candidates elected to city council, and those were the two votes that were for us. So I think in the next election, we're going to get a majority of those idiots out of there. Because they keep, I go to the council meetings every other week, and I keep telling them the same thing, to give us back our deeds and leave us alone. And they keep coming back saying that they get majority of phone calls telling them that we need to go. And I keep telling them, who are these silent majorities? I don't have anyone telling me I need to get out of my property. And even at the last city council meeting, the room was packed with 100 people. 19 people spoke in favor of giving us our land, our house, and our deeds back. And there was 3 people that spoke against us, and one was a former New London Development Corp member and 2 of their friends.
Well, you didn't mince any words. Again, to quote you, you are a disgrace to the city, the state, and the nation. I assume you were addressing that to the city council members.
Actually, those 5 individuals, Mr. Perro, Mr. Kavanaugh, Deputy Mayor Glover, Mayor Sebelia, and Councilwoman Peg Curtin, because not one of them is standing up for the private property rights of any individual in the state of Connecticut.
Give us a sense, if you could, Michael Cristofaro with us again here on the Alex Jones Show, Jack Blood sitting in for Alex. Michael, give us a sense of what it's like to live on your property with all of this pressure. Have they cut off your utilities? I mean, what is it like for you to live on your land at this point?
Well, you know, they don't harass us in that sense, you know, cutting off utilities or the, you know, I mean, at one point during last year, they blocked off the roads while, we, you know, we couldn't access it. We had to contact our attorneys. They had, you know, open up the roads to let us back in. Our house is actually a two-family home. And what ended up happening is kind of a long story, and I'll make it real quick. But the city and NLDC have allowed a sex offender to move into the first floor, and I have been unable to get them evicted from my property. So my family feels totally unsafe, and actually they have left the house until he's out of there.
You don't see this as some form of intimidation or pressure?
Absolutely, because you know what their response was to me? Well, we'll get the sex offender out for you, but would you settle? I said, are you nuts? I said, what do you think, I just came off the boat? I'm not that stupid.
What about the recourse here, Michael, if you can cover that with us, and we'll have to probably continue some of that into the next segment. But Scott Bullock, who is the lawyer for the residents, said that they will consider asking the state to pull funding for the development. That seems a little bit light, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, whatever it takes. I mean, the governor is the one that supplied $78 million to New London to do this development. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
That was our previous Governor Rowland, who was a Republican. The new governor, Governor Rao, you know, she's still going to be funneling a lot more money into New London to make sure this project goes forward. So if New London wants this whole project, all she's got to say is, you know what, I'm not going to give you another penny. Either you let these people stay and live in peace, or, you know what, I'm going to pull the mortgage and I want my $78 million back.
How do you feel a number of activists, I know when this initially went down, a lot of activists were talking about pulling an eminent domain on David Souter's house. How did you feel about that when you heard it?
Well, unfortunately, you know, like I said, I'm against eminent domain, period.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I couldn't condone that. But, you know, I think he's going to get his, what he deserves one day for his decision.
Stevens, Kennedy, Souter, Ginsburg, Breyer, what about them on the city, on the Supreme Court? What should be done with these un-American judicial activists? Bush likes to talk about judicial activists. Where is he on eminent domain? Oh, that's right. He took everybody's property under the Texas Rangers deal. We'll come right back with Chris, Michael Christopher, right after this. Stay tuned.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
That's right, folks. Be bold. Don't back down. Michael Christofaro is such a great example of that, and Suzette Kilo, and really all the homeowners that settled, the seven homeowners that hadn't settled or are currently in this situation, standing up against the Supreme Court, standing up against their city their town, their state, and their federal government. Unfortunately, all we're told, all we're fed, is that the government cares all about us. They do everything for us, and it's all for our own safety and protection and to preserve liberty. Though this is really the definition of not only the Communist Manifesto or the UN Charter, but of absolute tyranny. Michael, stand by. I want to go back to you. I want to keep covering this story. But we do have Alex Jones on the line. Everybody was waiting to hear from Alex and see how it's going up there in Canada. He's covering the Bilderberg Conference. The host of this show, Alex Jones, with us now. Alex, good to hear from you. What's going on up there?
Jack, it's been horrible. As you've known since earlier this morning, we just kept it quiet until the outcome developed. I have been in custody for 15 and a half hours. I'm now driving out the door. They openly said to me, Customs at the Bilderberg Group, was aware that I was here and that it was basically all about the Bilderberg Group. I was screamed at. I was cussed at. I was interrogated. I was told, you know, why are you here to cover this? Jail. They took my equipment for 15 hours and were talking about putting me in jail, talking about how I was a criminal. They hooked our laptop computers up and said that they found any porn, even mainstream porn, that it's illegal to take it across lines and that we'd be going to jail. Thank God, of course, two of my work computers didn't have any porn, even a pink pinup girl. Nothing was there. I mean, I was just people cussing at me, just totally hateful. It was an absolute, complete nightmare. I've got giant black circles, even worse than usual. And I haven't even got, I'm now driving, my stinky 36-hour-old socks towards the big Bilderberg Hotel where they're meeting to get some video. I'm told Jim Tucker was there earlier today and got mobbed by press. But just wait till we write this up. Wait till we tell the story.
Yeah, let's be very clear. This happened to you. This is an immigration issue. This happened to you as soon as you crossed the border, and they just seized you, seized all the equipment.
Yeah, there were foreigners, people with turbans on their head, people with Chinese passports, because I was watching in this big line of people. All three of us got flagged, even though we went to different boxes, because they split you up. And they just took us in there, and the interrogation begun. I mean, I'm it was actually scary. This morning, they were just gleefully going, you Americans think you can hiss all over us. And last night they keep saying, you're not a member of the media, you're not a member of the media. You know, you're making all this up. You're here for something else. You're here for, you have any drugs, weapons. And then later the guy goes, oh, yeah, I know you are. You're Alex Jones. I saw one of your documentaries. I mean, it was sick. And they go, you're a liar. You're lying. You lied to us about why you're here. And I said, I told you. I'm here to interview the press, here to cover a big conference here. I mean, it was right out of the movies, man. But you know what? The good news is the press somehow heard that we were caught up here, and CBC showed up, the Ottawa Citizen showed up. Ottawa Citizen's got a great front page article today. Big daily paper here saying how they run the planet. It's the 100 elite. And so that's the good news, Jack.
So despite all this terrorist news coming out of Canada, there is some reporting to the Bilderberg Conference, and this is starting to get fired up over there.
They were getting ready to put us back on a plane. They said they were sending it out. The media showed up. And by the end of it, they were groveling and begging, saying they have families at home and don't want to lose their jobs. They're probably in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you stand up to these people. Eventually, everything's going to work out. But it was very tenuous there. You didn't think you were going to get your equipment back? You thought you were going to be sent back?
We still got to get out of here in 3 days. If they would have found one thing wrong, man, jail.
This is the amazing thing, because, look, we all know, we've all gotten those spam emails that contain pornography. We open them up, and, oh, no, I've just accidentally downloaded some pornography. And that's very interesting that you tell me that if you have one iota of something like that on your laptop computer, that they can deny you interest and start confiscating your stuff.
Absolutely. Guys, have I missed the turn? Okay. I'm sort of driving, multitasking in the rain. Yeah, no, and thank God there was nothing on the computers. But, I mean, they were sitting there with glee, man, doing these computer searches. They had a computer guy in there. I mean, that went on for like an hour. And then just smacking of the lips and urine. And they seized all our stuff and gave us a form. And I said, well, I get this back? And they said, yeah, probably. And for 15 hours, I didn't know.
I guess at this point, we can be happy that you weren't flown off to Jordan or Egypt or Poland for further interrogation.
Well, that's right, a person of interest. And they point blank said it was because of the Bilderberg Group and that they've been told I was coming. They were like, how are you doing, Mr. Alex Jones? I mean, right off the bat.
They were laying for you. Hey, do you want to stay on for a few more minutes or anything else you want to tell us here?
Just big reports coming up.
I got Michael Cristofaro with us. If you can stay for a minute and you want to talk to Michael, we can do that too, Alex. So it's your show.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to to call you back tomorrow, and I'll call into other Genesis shows. I'm going to let Michael finish up. There's so much more that's got to be told, but I haven't had any sleep, so I'm a little bit out of it. We'll see you tomorrow, Jack.
All right, thanks, Alex. All those reports coming out of InfoWars.com. Stay tuned, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, you heard it, folks. Report live from the other side of enemy lines in Canada. Alex Jones, your host of covering the Bilderberg Conference. They were laying for him. Let that be a lesson to you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. You do what you like to do. Okay, that's the essence of freedom. But if you're downloading pornography, even if you use your computer at all, as we mentioned earlier, it's very likely that at some point or another you accidentally opened up an email, and that could be used as a way to throw you in jail and prosecute you if you try to bring that over the Canadian border. So I hope we all learn something from that and you take the proper precautions. But thank God Alex didn't do that, and they were safe, and they're back on their way to the Bilderberg Conference. Going to be some dynamite reports coming up from Alex Jones regarding the Bilderberg Conference, and you'll hear that on this show first. Michael Cristofaro is with us. Michael, thank you for standing by while we can get that report. What do you think about all that?
I thought I was having it bad. I mean, I couldn't imagine going through all that.
Well, that kind of goes with the territory, but Michael, we got to stand up to these people, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let me put it this way. After Monday night, I woke up Tuesday. I didn't even feel like an American citizen anymore. I'm like, where am I? I said, the people in Russia probably have better rights than we do right now.
Well, yeah, that's debatable, though. You might actually have a good point there, and that's pretty scary. I mean, we were supposedly, we had brought down communism thanks to Ronald Reagan. I don't buy into any of that, but, we see that things are pretty bad in Russia, and you make a good point. It could be better there than it is here. I want to take a few calls, 800-259-9231. Michael has been kind enough to stay with us here to the end of the hour, 1-800-259-9231. I want to take a few calls, and we're with Michael Cristofaro again, who is one of the last two holdouts in the Kelo versus City of New London case, along with Suzette Kelo as well. Before I take the calls, if you could, Michael, tell me how the media has treated you. Have they been helpful to you? Have they been adding to the pressure? Has the local media been good, the national media? Give us a sense on what kind of help you're getting from the so-called media.
Oh, no, the national media... most of the media has been fantastic. You know, the newspapers, the radio stations, you guys, everyone's been fantastic. Now, our local newspaper, the New London Day, they have been atrocious. They've been basically telling us that we are the bad guys, we need to go, we're holding up progress, et cetera, et cetera. They don't cover stories correctly, and if they do get a reporter that actually covers the facts and they print their news report, before you know it, they're either moved to another territory or they're no longer working for them.
I don't know all the specifics here, but a lot of times local newspapers are owned by big national chains. They've been centralized, and they go right along with the general agenda. But, you know, this has been a tipping point, a real line in the sand for a lot of people, including even some neoconservative talk show hosts who use the example of this to really show what direction we're going to in the country. So I think that your case, God love you, Michael, for going through all of this, because it's really showing people around the world exactly what we have to deal with.
Absolutely. But, you know, I don't think I could ever do this again. I mean, once this is over, one way or another, I don't think I could do it. I mean, I'll be out there defending anybody's property rights. I'll be right behind them and whatever I can do to help them. But I'll tell you, this has taken a major toll on myself and my family.
Quickly, if you could share with us, Michael, what was your life like before all of this happened? Were you blissfully asleep? Where were you at before all of this?
You're basically right. I was just this person that kind of kept a low profile in the community. I mean, everybody knew who I was. I wasn't a outspoken individual. I was just enjoying life. And then this came. And it was basically like you woke up a sleeping giant.
The point is here is that, do we even own property, Michael? I mean, at this point...
No. That's just it. We no longer own property. And that's why, you know, we took this fight on. Okay? Because, like I said, all I want to do is live as a free American. I want to live so that I don't have to have any fear that Big Brother or government or anyone else is going to come and throw me out of my house.
Are you familiar?
What I want to be living for.
Are you familiar with Agenda 21 of the United Nations? Have you read up on that at all?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you get a minute or two, Google that. This has to do with massive land grabs out of the United Nations under Agenda 21, and this, of course, concentrates itself on these wildlife protection areas, or formerly our national parks here in this country. Believe it or not, folks, the United Nations owns a good chunk of America. In fact, Michael, at jackblood.com, I happen to have a map on my headline news page which shows people all of the land that's been grabbed up by the United Nations and the globalists. Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, actually it is. And you know, we have to take that all back. We have to get it back somehow. We're Americans. We own it, not them.
Well, and then that, of course, gets into what we were talking about earlier with the Council on Foreign Relations plan to rebuilding North America, and they plan to eliminate the borders. They plan to centralize our government here. They plan to eliminate our constitution and put us under regional government. I can't imagine what would happen to property owners when that all goes through. It boggles your mind. It absolutely boggles your mind. If you don't think we are in a total war against almost our own government, you have been sound asleep for way too long. Let's go to the phones, 800-259-9231. We're actually wide open, so you can get right in if you call in today. I'll put you right on the air. Jason in Maryland has been so patient to hold through several topics. So, Jason, I'm going to give you a chance to bring up anything you want here.
Thanks. First, I would like to say that when Ronald Reagan told, because you touched on this earlier, when Reagan told Gorbachev to tear down that wall, there were no papers signed, except for a book, a 100-year-old book called Toward Soviet America, which stated that they were going to divide Germany and reunify Germany when they had reached near the completion of their plan for global domination, so that the West would believe that the Russian bear had disarmed. So,
well, sure, and we've read Gorbachev's statements, and I think we're very clear on exactly what happened there. That's easy for people to research. What else is on your mind today, Jason?
I would like to know what you know about the FEMA camps, how many of them in this country there are, I just would like to hear you guys talk about that a little bit. That's part
of
it.
That would take a lot of time to spell out, but I can break it down for you and make it pretty simple. We've seen a number of camps. We've actually talked to some people that have been in the camps. A lot of them are used for multiple purposes, such as detaining immigrants. Obviously, they haven't detained enough immigrants. This is, of course, why ICE is working with Halliburton to build more camps. But again, they're building more camps. They're not even really using the camps they have for the illegal immigrants that are moving across the border at record speed. So what are the camps for? Now, let's get away from the camps, because we saw in New Orleans, this is one of the most fantastic aspects about New Orleans, because it really opened our eyes to the effect that the Superdome is a concentration camp. The convention hall, your local convention hall, your local baseball stadium where you mindlessly go drink beer and watch sports could be your own prison. And we watched as those people in New Orleans were held with no water, no food, held by gunpoint, threatened to be shot if they tried to get out and help themselves, kept under deplorable conditions. So the fact of the matter is, we don't have to show you trains with bars on them, double-decker trains, which we have pictures of, going to camps where the barbed wire is turned the wrong way. We don't have to show you that anymore. The government has proven to us that any guarded facility can be used to round up dissenters and to hold them. And, of course, we saw that in New York. Gitmo on the Hudson, they called it. It was just an old, greasy, old bus warehouse where they managed to corral 2,000 people. And believe me, Jason, I was in New York, and I nearly got caught in a net just walking across the street, nowhere near a protest, with congressional barcoded press passes around my neck and a Fox News all-access pass. They just about netted me up and threw me at Gitmo in the Hudson just for walking across the street. So we really have to keep our eyes open here to know that anything could be a detention camp or a re-education camp in this case, and we know that they'll do it. Appreciate the call, Jason. Thank you so much. Michael, what do you think about that? You believe our government would round us up and hold us and re-educate us, much like they did in World War II to the Japanese Americans?
Absolutely. Why not? They want to brainwash us. Is that what they're doing with the land grabs, even? Telling you that this is the best thing for you to do?
Well, I don't know if this... Yeah, I don't know if this segues into eminent domain, Michael, but it certainly could. If they start doing big enough land grabs on public property or residential property, and you really stand up for yourself enough, I mean, you could go somewhere. You know, here's the other thing about these camps, is that we see... Well, we have a camp in Cuba. Cuba's supposed to be our sworn enemy, yet we have a detention camp in Cuba. They can put you on a plane and fly you right there. Now, if they really want to torture you and interrogate you and do so without having to deal with the Geneva Convention or any of the international laws that guide these types of behaviors, then they just send you off to Poland. We mentioned this a couple times today. To Egypt, to Jordan, where they can do what they will with you. You will literally just disappear. I've got a number of stories right now, including this one. Cleric abducted in Italy by CIA was tortured from the moment of his seizure. This was printed in the London Independent today. Can you believe things have gotten this bad, Michael? Can you?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, like I said, we're turning into a communist country. What rights do we have? We're losing all of our rights. Slowly but surely, our Constitution is meaning nothing.
Well, reportedly, George W. Bush said that the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. You see where these people stand? But this is the goal all along. I mean, we look at what happened with the European Union. They lost their rights. They were replaced with privileges. This is the agenda, and we have to be very aware of that. Let's go to Jack in New Jersey. Jack just hung up. Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, thank you for joining us. My old friend Charles from Rhode Island. We remember that big eminent domain case in Rhode Island a while back. They chased off a guy who had been on his land for three generations.
Exactly, and they're still working on it. You know that.
What were the two companies again? There were big companies.
Big insurance companies. They hate each other, and this guy's in between with a little greenhouse situation going on. His grandmother's buried on the property. It skips my mind right off the top of my head, but they've got it pretty much bought off too. You know, and I see the same thing happening here in New London. You know, you're fighting the valiant fight, but it's a downhill struggle.
But you have to fight. I mean, as you say, it's a valiant fight, Charles. You have to fight.
You could fight. You know, I just won a big case against the state of Rhode Island and the town of Johnston over here, Jack. And I'd like to tell you about it off there sometime. You really get a big kick out of it, what I did to them. But basically, what's happening to us is the old song about 9 little, 8 little, 7 little Indians. And basically, that's what's really going on in life with us. But I wanted to amend what you were just talking about the FEMA camps and all that, is do a search engine on REX84. Relocation Evacuation Order Number 84, FEMA.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't make you pee your britches, nothing will. Because that explains it to you exactly what's going to happen to us. And it's got the handcuff cars, it's got the camps, it's got the whole nine yards there. And that's the scary part, that our government would do this. Either you're on the red list or you're on the blue list.
A national emergency, national security, whenever they dictate that we're under threat, which, of course, they can manufacture as a problem, the solution will be Rex 84, where, again, this gets right into eminent domain, Michael Cristofaro, because part of this executive order, Rex 84, that came out under Ronald Reagan, means they can take your property, they can take your clothes, they can take your food, they can take anything they want if they can justify it being for national security. Michael, you want to comment on that? You're familiar with Rex 84?
No, I haven't. It's the first time I heard it. I'm going to have to Google it. It's the first chance I get. I mean, that's sick. That means, I mean, they could basically strip you right there in the street and say, the hell with you?
That's it. And if you're on the red list, you're going to get executed immediately. And if you're on the blue list, you go to the camp. If they can't retrain you, you go on the red list again.
You think again, we were talking about Stalin's Russia or Nazi Germany. It really, and folks, we're not exaggerating here. In fact, I got to say, Charles and Michael, I think we're actually not giving this enough attention. I think we're even downplaying it. It's just so horrible. It is beyond conception. Agenda 21, Rex 84. We need to all Google that and be very aware of that. Anything else, Charles, before I let you go?
I just want to say hello to Tony and your boy, there and all.
Do you have the same number, Charles? I'll give you a call later.
Yeah. Call me up.
I'll do that.
I got something really interesting to tell you.
Good to hear your voice. Charles is a great patriot and a great hero in Rhode Island. Everybody knows Charles has stood up to the system for many, many years. Jack in New Jersey, you're on the air with Michael Cristofaro.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you guys have heard about the raid at KT Ordnance.
Yes, in fact, thanks for bringing that up. I wanted to talk about that on my show. I am trying to get a hold of Richard. He sent me a very alarming email yesterday. For those of you who don't know, KT Ordnance makes guns that are about 80% done. You got to finish them off yourself. I have one. I know they were making a number and variety of weapons, but supposedly he was trying to hold them off yesterday, and they were raided, and to the best of my knowledge, their machinery and the parts that they had been producing have been confiscated. But again, I don't have a confirmation on that, just a letter here and there from Richard.
Oh, okay.
He is incommunicado. I am not able to get a hold of him. Their phone doesn't ring through. Yesterday, I tried to leave a message for him. We're looking for an update on that as soon as we can get it, Jack.
And their site is also down.
Yeah, I think they've been taken down. Again, this is a way, folks, to get around the gun grabbing, to get around the fact that you have a firearm to, again, hopefully live your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, to protect yourself and your family, something that's very important more today than ever before. You listen to this show, boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't make you want to buy a gun, I don't know what will. Richard and KT Ordnance had found a way around that, guns without serial numbers, guns that you wouldn't have to register, that wouldn't have to be on a database, which would, of course, be immediately taken from you as they begin to do in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. So we're wishing the best to Richard's family and KT Ordnance, but this does not look good, Jack.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's like a terrorist operation, government terrorist operation, just trying to get us to be afraid, too afraid to own any.
Well, they want to control all the guns. They want to know where they all are, Jack, as you know, so when the day comes, they'll know right where to go to get the guns.
Exactly.
Anything else, man?
No, that's it.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Who is next, Scott? Joe, in Wisconsin, where they just banned the forcible implantation of subdermal microchips. You'd think that that's a no-brainer, but they actually had to go through a lot of rigmarole, and eventually Governor Doyle signed Representative Marlon Schneider's bill. No more microchips in Wisconsin. I don't know if that's what you're calling about, but you're on the air.
Oh, actually, I wanted to touch on eminent domain. Think about the property seizures. In the 14th Amendment, we're basically all property of the United States government. So what's to keep them from using eminent domain and seizing us? And saying, well, you owe us this money. We're not going to let you go until you pay what you owe.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you start doing a lot of hardcore research into this, you find that we are numbers and we are a corporation. This has to do with some of the paperwork and signing away your individuality with Social Security numbers, et cetera, et cetera. And you're exactly right. I mean, they actually sit and estimate how much each of us mewing cattle are worth, what our life is worth. They put a price on, and I believe the last time I checked it was around $1 million is what we're good for our entire lives to the federal government. They don't see us as people and individuals. They see us as cattle, and they've said so much. Useless eaters. We'll come back, finish up with Michael Cristofaro right after this. The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Just a few minutes left. Michael Cristofaro has been a great interview. He's a great American, a hero. I'm sure you know you'd be embarrassed, Michael, for me saying that. But we really need somebody to look up to, someone who will stand up to these critters, to these vampires. I got to tell you, you know, here's the idea I would have. I'm sure this has been discussed in your community, but you know, they say that the development of the peninsula is going to move forward, and I'm sure you feel that. We need to boycott these developments. We need to make these developments ghost towns so that they do absolutely no business and they see what they get, what they reap for what they sow.
Well, you know what? I don't, like in this New London project, I don't see anything being built in the next 5 years anyway. This has been going on for 8 years. They've never broken ground. They have 80 acres sitting there. It's empty. Empty, but yet I can't stay there. There's Parcel 4A. They admitted they have no plans for the land. The houses could stay right where they were. But no, we are not good enough to be there. They're going to be building 80 townhouses and condos. We're not good enough to be there, but someone else can.
Where do you go from here, Michael? You seem like you're going to keep going with this. What's the next plan, if you can break that down for us in about a minute or two?
I mean, I don't have any other choice but to keep on fighting. I mean, it's our home. We should have the right to the property, not them. It should be our choice. And all I can say is that every American out there needs to stand up and start fighting for their rights, or we're going to lose all of our rights.
Charles Frink has been one of the supporters who has really gone after some of the council members who voted for the plan and that they should admit their mistake. I want to thank Charles Frink up there for doing the right thing. He says, this is morally abhorrent to me. I refuse to profit from my neighbor's pain.
Absolutely. Mr. Charles Frink and also William Cornish, they put a lot on the line. They're the two newest counselors, and they know what's wrong, and they're saying we should just admit that you guys did a mistake, and let's give these people their homes back.
Quickly, Michael, because we have a lot of listeners up in Connecticut, what can they do to jump in and help you? Do you have an email or a website or something they can go to, a way that they can get involved and help you guys there?
Absolutely. I mean, with every voter in Connecticut, I would say bombard the councilors of New London with messages and telling them, you know, you guys need to wake up and see the real thing. You need to bombard the governor's office with emails and phone calls and tell them that you're totally against eminent domain and that you need to do a lot more for the residents of this state, because our legislation failed to do that. Our legislation refuses to protect the property owners of Connecticut.
Do you have a website or a way that people can contact you to find out how to help?
I'm sure they could contact me at McCree1@yahoo.com.
Michael, I appreciate you so much for doing what you do, and I hope you keep me posted here. You let us know. I'm at jackblood@hotmail.com. That's simple to remember, jackblood.com. And I really hope that if there's anything we can do, that you'll not be afraid to ask us. We'll really try to rally the troops for you there. I'd like to see you win this in the end.
Well, just keep on doing this work. You know, help out the citizens of America. Because if it's not like people like yourself, myself, and the listeners, it's going to be a lost cause.
Michael, thanks again for joining us today. We appreciate all your time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for all your help and your listeners. Thank you very much.
Folks, thank you for joining us. I'll be back tomorrow sitting in for Alex Jones again. A lot of the new breaking news is at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. You want to find out what Alex is up to, what he's going through. That's how you're going to do it, all this breaking news. I'm going to be back here in about 7 minutes with Deadline Live, my own program. We'll hold over any callers, and Congressman Ron Paul, another great American, will be joining us. I hope to see you all there. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember to be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.